For decades, British Columbians have endured discussions about the Big One. When Research Company and Glacier Media asked British Columbians last month about emergency preparedness, just over 3 in 4, 76%, think it is very likely, or moderately likely, that an earthquake strong enough to damage buildings will occur in the province in the next 50 years. The results are consistent with our 2021 survey, when 75% felt the same way. The past few years have provided cautionary tales about the way the world deals with natural disasters. Recent earthquakes in Japan, New Zealand, Turkey, and Morocco outlined huge differences in the way governments react and communities act. British Columbia has seen residents pulling through in events such as floods and wildfires. At this time, the level of concern from British Columbians about being personally affected by specific emergencies remains particularly high for two events: a fire, 81%, up 1 point, and an earthquake, 76%, up 4 points. At least 3 in 5 of the province's residents are also worried about having to personally deal with high winds, 66%, up 8 points, intense rainfall, 65%, up 12 points, a flood, 63%, up 12 points, and heavy snowfall, 60%, up 13 points. Four other events have a lower rating: a toxic spill, 56%, up 9 points, a tsunami, 51%, up 9 points, a landslide, 50%, up 11 points, and a terrorist attack, 46%, unchanged. The increases in the level of concern for 8 of the 10 events we ask about are noteworthy. As expected, some regions gravitate towards the dangers that they perceive to be closer to home. Worries about heavy snowfall reach 77% in northern BC, floods are at 75% in the Fraser Valley, and a tsunami checks in at 58% in Vancouver Island. Still, on fires and earthquakes, the views of British Columbians are practically universal. Natural disasters test the way in which governments operate. Implementing policies that deal with the aftermath of an emergency is very different from designing a proper framework before our lives are disrupted. When British Columbians are asked if they have confidence in the ability of specific entities to successfully deal with an emergency, some administrations fare better than others. In our survey, more than half of British Columbians think the provincial government, 57%, down 9 points, their municipal government, 56%, down 7 points, and their neighbors, 55%, are equipped to manage a crisis. The proportion is lower for the federal government, 49%, down 10 points. While we still see most residents expressing confidence in the provincial government to deal with an emergency, the proportion has dropped by 9 points since 2021. There is an additional layer of analysis. Trust is highest in the Fraser Valley, 66%, followed by Southern BC, 63%, Vancouver Island, 59%, Metro Vancouver, 54%, and Northern BC, 49%. Overall, 16% of residents of Southern BC, an area that grappled with wildfire-related alerts and evacuation orders this summer, believe the provincial government, definitely, cannot be trusted in an emergency. As concerns about emergencies rise, and confidence in governments falters, British Columbians are starting to do more to ensure that they are ready for an unexpected event. Across the province, 41% of residents say they have purchased or prepared an emergency kit with supplies they might need in case of an emergency, up 3 points. 31% have prepared an emergency plan that includes how to get in touch with family or friends in case of an emergency, up 3 points. And 24% have established a meeting place with family or friends in case of an emergency, up 2 points. The proportion of British Columbians who have not done any of these three actions fell from 45% in 2021 to 40% this year. We are a couple of weeks away from the Great Shakeout earthquake drills, which are scheduled for October 19 at 10:19 a.m. across British Columbia. The province's residents continue to expect the Big One, and are starting to behave differently in case an emergency complicates both sustenance and communication. The needle is moving slowly on emergency preparedness, but it is moving in the correct direction. Mario Canseco is president of research company. Results are based on an online study conducted from September 17-19, 2023, among 800 adults in British Columbia. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region in British Columbia. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.5 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.